Harbor, Michigan, on the football field.
We don't want to coach average. I don't want to be around you. Why be around average?
We do want to win because winning is the epitome of team effort.
Every coach who ever put a whistle around their neck strives to be the head coach at The Ohio State University.
Welcome back, everybody, to Buckeye Bar Guys here on Buckeye Bar Talk. I'm Mike.
And I'm John.
Today's date is Friday, April 26, 2024. Got a pretty quick show today. Just wanted to go over a couple things. We'll talk a little bit about the draft, and then we will finish up on our brackets for, the best team, non-champion team over the last, 30 years or whatever. So we'll do the semis and the finals. So with that said, let's get going. So last night, first round of the draft, Marv got drafted number 4 to Arizona. Obviously, I like that's a really good pick for him. Kyler, I've never always been 100% sold on Kyler. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. I think some people, completely dismiss him a little bit, that he's not as good as, he was to win the Heisman. But I think other people put him way too up, he's the next great thing. So I think he's okay. I think, having somebody like Marv is a good addition for him. So we'll see what happens. I do think that, plus they have Paris. So, just your thoughts on Marv going to Arizona.
Yeah, I like the move. I mean, Marv's the best receiver in the draft. Anytime someone, as a receiver skill position can go top 5, that means obviously that they're valued very highly in the draft. So I think Marv brings a skill set that's different than all the other receivers. I know people like neighbor speed, but Marv's a really fast guy. They clocked him in at 22 miles an hour this year, and he just does everything well. I mean, is he amazing at any one thing? Probably. I mean, balance catching, he has great hands. He can make unbelievable catches, but he's just good at everything when it comes to being a receiver. And he's going to be, sneakily, he's going to be great within the first couple years. So it's a huge pickup. I like his pairing with Kyler. I think Kyler is a good quarterback. Like you said, I mean, he is not, a top 5 quarterback in the league by any stretch of the imagination, but what he could do is he can keep plays open. I think Marv, as we saw against Georgia, he understands, how to, when plays break down, how to find open space and keep moving to get a completion. So I think that's something that's a good pairing for the two of them together. But I mean, you're never going to complain when one of your guys goes top 5, and especially when they're not, a quarterback, tackle, defensive end, corner. So when it's a position that kind of is viewed a dime a dozen in the NFL, it's really cool when they can go that high. So definitely proud of him. I think he's going to be great in the NFL. We know that, already he's a seasoned professional when it comes to how he approaches the sport. So I don't see any reason, 6'4", 200 something pounds, what he already does. I don't see any reason why he won't be great in the NFL, but time will tell. Wish him the best. Don't think he'll be a bust, but definitely we'll see.
Yeah. Definitely agree with everything you said. I think that, just on the draft in general, first round, I won't lie. I could not stay up. I made it about halfway through the first round. It's crazy to think of that, the first 14 picks were all offensive players. That's nuts. It's crazy to think of that basically all 6 quarterbacks that were known coming into this draft were all taken immediately.
I can't believe that. I don't know. I only think 3 of them are first round talents, to be honest with you.
I mean, you always know how that stuff goes, is usually when one goes and then the second one goes, then you kind of have the run on the rest of them. But usually you have one or two that drops and leads into the second round or late first round, sometimes maybe even to the third round. That's expected to go into the, every year they people predict well, once they start going, they're all going to go, and it never happens. There's always somebody that just falls. And it's this year, no, they literally all went. It was crazy. I mean, I couldn't believe that Atlanta took Penix, and I like Penix, just And then, you know, Bo Nix, they go, what, to Denver? And, you know, and I figured it with all the everybody saying that JJ was going to get drafted in the first round, I figured he was going to go, but it just was kind
Who
of
took
like
Drake May.
New England.
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised with that one. Like, I know a lot of people thought, like, you know, JJ would go there at three. I'm like, I don't know. I think Drake May is more their guy, but, like, you know, like, that wasn't really a surprise to me.
So what was the Vikings number? Where did JJ get drafted?
What was it, like 11th?
I think it was like 11. Yeah, that sounds fine. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to spend too much time. I like
Harbaugh's pick. He took Joe Alt at you know, out of Notre Dame with his pick. I thought that was a good pick for them. You know, so I thought the first round was you know, pretty good, you know, all things considered. You know, and I figured Marv would go in the top five, but it was nice to see that he, you know, actually did.
Mm-hmm. For sure. 10th pick was JJ McCarthy.
Yeah, I knew it was like right in there. I just couldn't remember where. And, you know, what's his name? I can't say his last name. The tackle from Penn State, I think he went like 13th or 14th. You know, he got drafted really high too. So, you know, it's good to see all these guys go on to their next lives and, you know, wish them all the best luck when they're playing the Browns.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. That was the first round, second, third rounds tonight. And then we will have the rest of the draft tomorrow. So, you know, I'll be paying a little bit of attention to some of that stuff. It was weird with not so many Buckeyes going this year. And then obviously the Browns have basically not had any picks, like, you know,
in 3 years.
It feels like now that it's just something that for whatever reason this year, I just didn't have the same type of interest into watching it.
What do you think? Michael Hall is the only one going tonight, or you think Cade Stover gets taken too?
I think probably just Hall, but even that, I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe slips till early tomorrow. I don't know. It's just kind of weird to like kind of gauging where he's at. I mean, I've seen people say that he's definitely a third rounder, and I've seen people say that he's a day three guy, you know? So I don't know. I think he'll probably go at some point tonight. It's weird. Like usually with Buckeyes is there's just so many of them there. It's like kind of like with the quarterbacks, it seems like once goes like, they start going in like bunches because they're like, oh yeah, Ohio State's got a bunch of good players here. And it's just like, you're just not going to get that effect. It seems like that, you know, this year. So I don't know. I don't think Cade's going tonight. I think he's a tomorrow guy.
Tommy's a day three guy.
Tommy's definitely a day three guy. I mean, even parts of me might be thinking, I think somebody will take Tommy, but I'm also kind of like on the fence. Like, I hope he gets taken. It's just, you know, he's just like one of those guys. Like, I think he's like really good. I think he'd be a great pro. It's just weird once you get into day three that, you know, like guys you think are definitely going to get taken, they don't, and, you know, so he's going to be on an NFL roster. I don't know if it's going to be through the draft or not.
And right. And then what? Steele, Matt Jones, and Proctor. Any of them get drafted, you think? Maybe Proctor?
One of them might slide through, and, you know, Proctor might be able to slide through. Maybe Steele, but I think they're probably all going to be, you know, undrafted. Maybe one of them ends up getting picked. I don't know. We'll see. But like, I could see Proctor going. It's just with his health over all the years, I think that he's a better player than is probably on tape just because he just didn't play a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's an athletic freak. And I think we said it 2 or 3 years ago, like he's just an anomaly because he could be a first round pick or he could be, you know, undrafted free agent. And I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards like he's a seventh rounder. But like you said, when you get to that point, it's a crapshoot because there's so many guys out there then.
Yeah. And you just don't know where people get slotted on different draft boards. And at that point, it's completely needs. If somebody thinks they don't need, you don't know if safety's not needed or whatever. You know, you just don't know where that stuff all falls and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. For moving on from the draft. All right. So let's finish up with our bracket. So we agreed on the official seeding of these last four. So 2019 is we picked as our number one team, 1998. And 2015, a little back and forth between the two of them, but we're in agreement that 98 will be two and 15 will be three. 98 had just even though Michigan State was both their downfalls, 98 probably just had a much more consistent season than 2015. And then 05 will be four. So 05 had the worst record out of the bunch. So, you know, they will be the fourth. So let's start with 1-4. So 19 versus 05. So what do you think?
I think it's close because 19, I mean, at the end of the day, like what killed them against Clemson was they couldn't stop explosives, you know? So, I mean, that's what really got them. And then they had issues, of course, you know, navigating the red zone in that final game of the season. So, I mean, that's a damn good team in 2005, right? Like they got Ted Ginn, they got Santonio Holmes, they got Pittman. So there's explosive possibilities. They have a good line. You still got Sims and Mangold. Barton's there at that time. So they got a good line. So, I mean, Chase Young isn't eating all day long. You know, he might be able to get to Troy a couple times. But I mean, with that said, I do think top to bottom 19th roster is better. And I just think that they can squeak out a win in that game. I mean, you know, Dobbins is a good running back. He's going to have moments against 2005. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's tough sledding because you're going against really good linebackers there, really physical secondary. I just don't know. I don't think Troy Smith is picking apart downfield, you know, Okuda, Fuller and Arnett all day long. So I think slimmest of margins, but I do have 2019 winning this game.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I was going with 2019 too. I think where you kind of look at, you know, it is like closer than I think a lot of people would think. That, I mean, that 90 or that 05 team is just really, really, really good in a lot of spots. I think that though, where you really start matching them up, I think that probably, you know, the 19 defensive line and the 05 offensive line are awash with each other. I think the 05 offensive line is pretty good, but you know, Chase is going to, I agree with you, but I think he is going to make plays then. He's going to be very difficult to, you know, man up with. Where when you reverse it, I do think that the 19 offensive line does have an advantage over the 05 defense.
I would agree with that for sure.
And I think that they would really be able to lean on them to really, between Fields and Dobbins, I think there will be lanes in that, you know, running the ball against that defense. Obviously the 05 linebackers are really, really good. And so is the secondary. I do think that, you know, probably Fields probably has just, there's probably a slight advantage with the 19 receivers against the defensive backfield of 05, even though I think it's fairly close. But I, on the other side of it, I do think that Ohio State's secondary, the 19 secondary, probably is just a little bit better equipped against the 05 receivers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as much as I love Troy and stuff like that, I think he didn't have the necessary touch, I think, to really hurt. That's when you just know that, like, his big shots are down the field. Like, I think they can guard against that. And Fuller is just such a top safety, where when you think in reverse, like Nate Salley just wanted to kind of rip people's heads off. And I think that's exploitable, you know, in spots where I think Fields has advantage with the receivers that he has. So I agree with you there that I do think 19, I think it's a good game. You know, it's close. I mean, you know, that Trestle team wasn't getting blown out by any stretch of imagination, and Ryan Day tends to, you know, seize up a little bit in big games. So I'm saying it's probably like a, you know, I mean, we never decided to do scores on theirs, but I could see somewhere it's probably upper 20s to lower 20s, mm-hmm. You know, somewhere in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a one score game. I could see like a 28-24 type of game, something like that. Of course, you know, Trestle is going to kick field goals. So, Yeah, I agree with you there. And I will say, because I didn't really elaborate, I said, you know, Clemson, the undoing was the big play. A lot of that was short big plays, you know, the things that were lost at the linebacker. And I just don't really think that was really a part of Ohio State's game in 2005. You know, of course, you know, you might have something like Pittman breaking something at the line of scrimmage, but it was.
And Troy could. And Troy could, if something would break, I mean, Troy wasn't a scrambler, but if things broke down, he could make people pay.
Sure.
So some of that stuff I could see. He was just never a guy that, he's not like a Justin Fields or a Terrell Pryor, like, you know, where it was just like, you know, he makes one guy miss and he's taking it 60 yards to the house. Like, I mean, that I don't know if that Trevor Lawrence play happens. I mean, it still surprises me that Trevor Lawrence play, it did happen. Like, I know Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good athlete. It's just, you know, it's a little, still a little mind boggling to me that, you know, he was able to get loose like he did, but with Wade out of the game at that point, that, you know, they were just, you know, they just had, you know, they just, they gave up stuff like that throughout this whole period. They've given up stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the one thing that the 05 Buckeyes definitely actually have an advantage on, that, you know, their linebackers were always in position, you know, to make plays for the most part. So,
right.
You know, I do. Yeah. 19 is a slightly probably more talented. And I think that ultimately they end up pulling that one out.
All right.
All right. And then the other one is 98 and 15. So go ahead.
I have this one actually just comes out of two factors for me, because I think both these teams are really good. They have great offenses. Well, no, 98 has a great offense. 15 had an offense that could not get going till the end of the year. We know this. They definitely underwhelmed. They were very disappointing throughout their season, and then they hit it at the very end, whereas 98 was very impressive the whole year, and then they had one bad game, right? I mean, we can agree on that. What I have two factors, though. I think the defensive line from 2015 is just far superior to the offensive line of 1998 Ohio State Buckeyes. The rest of the defense, I'll say, is a wash, you know, but, and I think the offensive line does more than can hold its own against, from 2015 can hold its own against the 98 defensive line. Rest of the defense is a wash. I think rest of the offenses possibly are a wash. So really, I mean, it's just the line play, I think, is better in 15. And I do think that, you know, I got to give it to Urban Meyer over John Cooper at the end of the day. So I think 15 wins a very close game. Talent wise, though, these are very, very close teams. I mean, you look at the secondaries, like, I cannot confidently say 2015 is a better secondary than 98. In fact, I probably would say 98 is a better secondary than 2015. And 2015 is a hell of a secondary, but you're talking Clements, Winfield, Plummer, Moore, Barry, like, that is a stacked defensive backfield as you're going to get. And then, you know, you're throwing in Katzmoyer and Niall Diggs and Radzinski, you know, they had really good linebackers too. So, yeah, I mean, it's not cut and dry anywhere. So I got to give it the Lions. Got to give it to the coaching. Another close game, but I think Urban beats Cooper in this one.
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with, you know, I was leaning 15. I think that probably 15 is slightly more talented. We just know where the issues were with 15, and it was squarely with the coaching staff. But you are correct. At the end of the day, when Urban wanted to win something, you know, Urban, like, the 98 loss was just such a, I mean, it cost him a run for another national title. And, you know, and that, I just think that, you know, once he kind of takes over, and it's like, it's definitely, it's, this is how we're going to do it, and it's my way, you know. And let's face it, the 98 team, those teams back then, the type of offense Ohio State running was just not a unique. It was just not an offense that was being ran in those mid 90s against. So the Ohio State defense, I think, would have, you know, it would have been weird to them, where I think the Ohio State 2015 team would have been still, I mean, the 98 style is still ran throughout 2000. So, like, I think Ohio, I don't, it's just so weird to have be able to have a guy like JT and Zeke and right. what they both could do against you. And knowing you still have a guy like Michael Thomas. And I think that they are just like, again, it's a close game just because they're so, you know, close in talent and stuff like that. But I just think ultimately, like, you are right. Ohio State is better in the trenches in 2015. And I think that probably just ultimately is what pushes it over. And I think, you know, those two guys in the backfield running the ball just are not going to be denied. Just like they weren't denied against Michigan and they weren't denied against Notre Dame. And like, you know, I just think that's where I'm kind of leaning on that one. So I agree with you that 15 is the better of the two and would win this game.
And it's so close that if I felt like the lines of 98 were better, I would say 98 would win this game. I mean, look at it. You got, you know, Michael Wiley and Joe Montgomery. So that's, you know, 2000 yards or more between two people. Your receivers are D Miller, David Boss, and Reggie Germany. Like, you have a great John Lumpkins, your tight end. Like, you have great threats everywhere. So if all things were equal, I probably would still give the edge to an Urban team. But if they came out sleepwalking like they did for most of 2015, 98 could blow their doors off. I mean, that was a great team. I just think the lines are going to be the difference in this game. And that's why that cup, you know, with Urban on top of it, I got to give 15 the edge.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is definitely probably where the matchup where you really think that this is the one matchup where I really think coach on coach is really kind of where, like, you know, Cooper is just so well known for blowing big games, and Urban, I mean, everybody likes to point out his bad losses, but, you know, Urban won most of the games that, you know, he was when he was usually equatable talent, you know, Urban a lot, he did not lose a lot of those games. So, you know, I just think that, you know, he wins those games.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
All right.
Finals is 19 versus 15.
We're in the same final. So you go ahead, man. What are you thinking?
I don't know better linebackers. I just don't think that's enough to carry them even with Urban Meyer. I just, their offense isn't explosive enough in 2015. I mean, I love what Zeke can do, but I just think Dobbins adds a lot of, you know, his own strengths. I mean, I think it's a lot of places are washes here, right? Like, both have good offensive lines. 19th is probably a little bit better. Both have good defensive lines. Might give an overall talent edge to 15, even though maybe Chase Young's better than Joey Bosa. Linebackers, it's 15 for sure. Secondary, I'm going 19. I mean, I like the 2015 secondary a lot. I think 19's better. Quarterback play, I'm giving Fields over JT. He can do as much as JT, more passing the ball. Doesn't run, you know, that same offense. Running back's probably Zeke. Receivers is going to be 19. So I think 19 is enough better, even though 15 had all those draft picks. Man, I'm saying 19, though. I'm going to give them a very close victory, but I just think it took 15. I don't know 15 can do enough offensively to win that game.
It's funny because that's exactly where I'm at. Now, here's the weird thing for me. So my head is telling me 19 is the better team, but my heart is telling me that, you know, that this is going to come off weird. It's Urban Meyer has just a different killer factor that I just don't know that Ryan Day has yet. And like, that's kind of where my hold up is, that I'm like, part of me is like thinking, like, you know, that 2015 Ohio State team is going to be ready to go. If this is for the national title, this is all hands on deck, you know, win or die. Like, that, this is a situation. I mean, Urban thrives in situations, and like you can, the lead up to this game, it's just crazy. Now, like, I agree with everything you do. I don't see anywhere where, and I like JT and stuff like that. I just don't see where anywhere they don't have the receivers outside of Thomas that really think that they're going to even remotely go up against this secondary. Even if Okuda versus Thomas is a wash the whole game where they both make plays, like, you just, who else are you going to go to after that? And eventually, you know, Fuller is going to start, you know, being towards, you know, Thomas, and you're going to be going against a double team. And it's a one time, it's really a time where you think that, okay, they are a real threat there, where a double team could hurt them, because the other receivers just that year, you know, I mean, they were good. They had some decent guys. They just, they did not perform like you think about like the year before when they still had Devin Smith, you know, when you both had, if Devin Smith was still on this team, I'd be like, okay, it's, I actually think 15, just with the Urban factor, is actually the better team.
Right. And I think the OC too, I mean, like, there's just not any creative enough mind offensively that like, this isn't working. This is going to be our adjustment. I mean, they're just going to keep banging their head in the wall against, you know, same level athletes. And I think Day is better that he would make adjustments to whatever, you know, Fickell and Ash are throwing at him. But at the same time, you know, I feel like Fickell and Ash coached the defense better than what Halfley did, as crazy as that sounds, but there just weren't those types of breakdowns. Like, Luke Fickell is the master of like, we'll make you earn anything possible, even out of our own base defense. You know, like, his guys are well coached. He always has his guys in the right position. And when he left, I mean, that's, we started getting breakdowns, not so much in 16, but after that, you know, they started, oh, he was still there in 16. Never mind. So after that point, there really started being breakdowns defensively that we never saw with Luke.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. So
I still think it comes down, they can't do enough offensively. I'm sticking to 2019.
I agree with that. I think that probably ultimately, like, I know that the 15 teams probably, like, it kind of feels like in a weird way, even though I think 15 does better than like the 16 team against Clemson, you know, because 15 actually does still have an offense.
They're a better team for sure. Yeah.
You know, but I think it's probably kind of feels like that 16 Clemson game is just a lot closer. Like, you know, it's just, I think that ultimately that the Ohio State 19 defense is good enough to, you know, win that game. And the 19 offense just has just too many weapons at the end of the day. And the 15 offense is just going to have a hard time keeping up with it, when you think about what the secondary being able to do and stuff like that. Now, if the game is close and stuff like that, you know, I'm going to agree with you. 19 wins. If the game is close throughout the game, though, there is a point in that later in that game that, you know, I think that JT, and if we're running the ball, it still matters. That, you know, again, I think it's just something that the 19 defense didn't have to deal a lot with that year. And, you know,
that's true.
Kind of hurt them and stuff when, you know, you kind of, when you think about the Clemson and stuff like that, they did get hurt with stuff like that. I mean, I know a lot of it was passing to what's his face, the running back, which I can't think of it right now, ETN. You know, I mean, Zeke's just a different beast and, you know, and stuff like that. So I agree with you. I think the 19 team is just, at the end of the day, it's just better, because I think that the 15 offense is just was so out of whack and stuff like that. But if it's a close game throughout the whole game, like, there is a spot where I think, like, I don't know, at a point, Urban is still that guy. And,
oh, yeah, you know, for sure. And if Zeke's breaking off big runs, I'm saying 15's winning all day. Like, if they can't stop Zeke, then that game doesn't matter. Yeah. But it just, they didn't have that till the last two games of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. All right. Yep. I'll agree with you. So we're in agreement. 19 is the champ,
the overall champion of losers.
Yeah. the top second place, you know. All right. Anything else you want to hit on before we get on out of here today?
No, just a quick one today. Probably going to take a couple weeks off, right? Unless some big news happens.
Yeah, we'll probably, you know, it's just in the weird part of the season. So we'll see if there's like a big transfer either way, you know, if one of the big players decide to leave, or if we get somebody big, you know, yeah, well, maybe we'll jump onto that, or, you know, something happens. But you know, yeah, we'll probably, you know, take a couple weeks off here to, you know, regroup and stuff. So yeah, let's call it a day.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for stopping out today to the Buckeye Bar. I'm John.
And I'm Mike.
OH.
IO.